This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio. Who to start, who to sit, who's a sleeper, and who's a bust. A weekly look at the upcoming weekend in fantasy football from a Patriots perspective. And from all around the NFL.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Ask your fantasy questions, hear from the experts, and let us be your weekly cheat sheet. Now, here's our resident fantasy geek. Guru Brian Lowe.
Well, hello there. Welcome into the Fantasy Lowdown, week number 6 on the NFL slate. My name is Brian Lowe. The Fantasy Lowdown comes your way, as always, Thursdays at 4 o'clock Eastern, right here on Patriots.com radio. Call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-543-7482. And, of course, email us at webradio@patriots.com. We want to hear from you. As always, we have some loyal listeners and emailers that we hear from every week, and we want that to continue, but we want some new people as well. I feel like every week we have one or two people who email in and say, hey, I've been listening for a while. This is my first time actually emailing in, and we greatly appreciate that, no question about it. Ton to get to on the fantasy football slate, as it seems like it's been every week this year. Figure we'd start out by talking about what truly was the hottest topic last week, and what it's like in the aftermath now, that being, of course, the Patriots trade of Randy Moss to Minnesota. Now, we still haven't yet seen what the Patriots' offense is going to be like without Moss. The Patriots, of course, had their bye last week, so we got to wait until Sunday when the Pats welcome in the Ravens to see what their offense is all about. And, of course, they've added Deion Branch to the mix. We can certainly talk about what he might add to the team from a fantasy standpoint, or as the case may be, what he might take away from other guys who might have been fantasy studs from the Patriots. But we did see Randy Moss in a Vikings uniform for the first time, part two, on Monday Night Football against the Jets. And I'll be honest with you, it pretty much went as I expected it to from as far as Moss went. Now, did I expect him to throw a pass on the first play of the game? No. Did I expect him to virtually be shut out through the first half? No. But when all was said and done, he had one long touchdown. I figured he's going to get a touchdown. Favre is going to throw in his direction. He'd get a touchdown. He did. He had, what was it, 4 catches, 81 yards. I really thought he'd have a 100-yard game just because the ball would be coming in his direction. He'd get some catches, get some yards. So it was close. But also as predictable, that Favre to Moss connection, the Minnesota offense as a whole, was not very smooth, not a smooth operation. I, for one, think it's going to improve. I think Moss is going to be a productive fantasy player. I don't know if the Vikings are going to turn it around as far as their prospects for a successful 2010 season. But, you know, listen, even if Favre actually takes a seat and misses games, and there certainly has been talk of him taking a seat because of elbow tendonitis, and, of course, that would have fantasy implications because, you know, Favre being down, Tavares Jackson coming in, whatever the case may be, that would be interesting. But, yeah, I think Moss is going to get his production from a fantasy standpoint. And from Favre's standpoint, you know, it wasn't pretty, but he did ultimately have 3 touchdown passes, and it turned out to be a pretty decent afternoon for him or evening for him as far as fantasy goes. So we touch on that. We can touch on that if you have any questions now as far as what to do with Moss, what to do with the Patriots receivers. Here's the deal with the Patriots. I think Deion Branch coming onto this team is a pretty good move, but I don't expect him to have much value fantasy-wise. I do think that the one guy whose production, whose catches might drop could be Welker. There could be a tendency early on for Tom Brady to kind of look in Deion's direction. He knows Deion. It's been a few years, I know, but he knows Deion, and he might want to just show that, you know, he still has that connection with Deion Branch. I think Welker could see a little bit of a drop in production. I kind of think Moss being out of action or off this team is going to negatively affect Welker more in the yards after catch category, because I still think he's going to make his catches. I just think it might be a little tighter across the board on the field for the Pats. But really, the other topic is the tight ends. Gronkowski, Hernandez. What sort of impact is it going to be for them fantasy-wise? I think they're going to be okay fantasy-wise. I think Gronkowski, red zone, he's going to be all right. Worth having on your team as a backup tight end right now, Rob Gronkowski. And Aaron Hernandez has been the guy who's gotten open quite a bit, I think because of Randy Moss. And I think that could hurt a little bit, but I do think Hernandez is going to be a big part of this offense going forward. I wouldn't worry about that. Other items on the fantasy slate before we get to your emails, and there certainly are quite a few emails already in the inbox, webradio@patriots.com. The Cleveland quarterback situation is one where, listen, if you're relying on Seneca Wallace, if you're relying on Jake Delhomme, then you've got problems. You've got bigger problems than we can fix here on the Fantasy Lowdown. And Colt McCoy now enters the mix. Not much reason to think that Colt McCoy is going to have much value for you fantasy-wise. The question is, how is that going to affect now their running game? They traded Jerome Harrison, who's now with Philadelphia. He might have an opportunity if LeSean McCoy ever misses games. I think with LeSean McCoy there, Jerome Harrison is just kind of another guy. But if LeSean McCoy is out of action, if you own LeSean McCoy, Jerome Harrison's not a bad guy to pick up or even trade for. If you've got a spare part that could be of use to someone else in your league, getting Jerome Harrison and having that handcuff for LeSean McCoy is not a bad idea. How about St. Louis? Mark Clayton, they lose Donnie Avery. He had a preseason injury right here in Foxborough. And then Mark Clayton comes in and bangs it up for the first couple weeks. He was a great find for the Rams and a great find for fantasy teams across the board. And then he goes down with a season-long injury. I think that opens the door for Danny Amendola to increase his production. A lot of targets coming his way anyways these first couple weeks of the season. I think that productivity is going to improve. And I think there's an opportunity for guys like Brandon Gibson, Marty Gilliard, Laurent Robinson, for someone to emerge. I don't know who that's going to be, but I think someone might emerge because, I think Sam Bradford is going to still have the leeway to throw the ball. He's going to be throwing the ball. Steven Jackson, when healthy, is still the guy that offense revolves around, but I think you're looking at Amendola to see an increase in production, and then I think you're looking at some other guys to maybe get an opportunity. Other situations to watch out for, mentioned Brett Favre. Looks like he's probably going to play. I don't think there's any chance he's not going to play. And I think this game against Dallas, I have a similar outlook, Dallas at Minnesota, as I did for Minnesota at the Jets, but maybe with a little more optimism when it comes to Favre and Moss. I was optimistic last week, more optimistic this week. They're at home. They'll have had another week to just work out the kinks. And even though Favre is talking about this elbow tendonitis, listen, what has been Favre's MO over the years? Come up with excuses, injuries, and all that. He still ends up playing. He still ends up having production. He doesn't miss a beat. It's not always smooth, but I think fantasy-wise, it's going to be all right. And Randy Moss still has his bone to pick with Dallas. He's going to score again this week, mark my word. Randy Moss will score this week. Kevin, I know 2 weeks ago you hit it on Moss and his production against Miami. What'd you say last week?
I don't really think I said much of anything.
I was going to give you an opportunity to shine here. Yeah, I don't think you said much either. But I think Randy Moss is going to have another opportunity to score. I think he's going to score and have another productive game. I don't know if Minnesota is going to win. I don't know if they're any good. But I still think they're going to be all right. All right, enough Moss and Favre.
There was some tight pants you got on.
Very nice. Very nice. How about Green Bay? Green Bay is hurting. You know, Ryan Grant goes down week one. Was it week one, week two? I'm not sure. He goes down, and in my opinion, I looked at that as, listen, you can replace Ryan Grant. He's very good, don't get me wrong. But I thought they'd be able to replace Ryan Grant and still move on productively. Not so much. Their offense has really suffered. Their overall team effort has suffered. Now Aaron Rodgers is banged up, has a concussion. He did return to practice. No official word on his status for week six, but it looks like he's going to be able to play this week's game, Green Bay hosting Miami. But a bigger concern now is the tight end position. JerMichael Finley, out. Out probably for the year. Whether it turns out to be the year or not, he's going to be out for 8 to 10 weeks. You're probably going to write him off. If you have him on your team, you can probably forget about it. That's right. No chance of that. Now, Donald Lee, who you would think, hey, there's a candidate to step right in. He got hurt last week, but in a surprising move, he returned to practice on Thursday. So if he plays, Lee is not a bad option. Andrew Quarles is their other tight end. Who knew that guy's name? Andrew Quarles is another guy in the mix. And some reports had Andrew Quarles really being number two on the depth chart for Green Bay at tight end. So he's worth considering it as well. Although this week, hosting Miami, decent defense, and Aaron Rodgers being banged up, you know, that could be a tough matchup. That could definitely be a tough matchup. All right, you're listening to the Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com Radio, and we want to start getting to your emails because, as you know, this is an email-driven show, and we only have an hour to work with, so we want to make sure that we get to all of your emails. We've got a ton in the inbox. Here we go, starting out on this day with Joey the Situation Anastasio. Hey, I just read the names. I don't make them up. I don't make the nicknames up either, but Joey the Situation Anastasio. Wonderful. Wonderful to hear from you too. Brian Lowe, the fantasy guru. I'm in an 8-team league, so my team may look good for someone in a 10 or 12 team league. My record is currently 3-2, and I'd like to know, where do you think I should improve on? And who should I package together or move to get this player at the position you recommend? All right, real quickly, his roster. The quarterbacks, he's got Aaron Rodgers and Eli Manning. Looks like you start two based on the way he's got this going. Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning, and then Josh Freeman on the bench. Running backs, Peyton Hillis, Mike Bush, Michael Turner, Thomas Jones. Wide receivers, Greg Jennings, Terrell Owens, Donald Driver, Mike Sims-Walker, Mario Manningham. Tight ends, Dustin Keller, Kellen Winslow. He's got Ryan Terrain in a flex spot. He's got Green Bay's defense and San Diego's defense. He's got Mason Crosby and Matt Bryant on as his kickers. And he writes, if you couldn't tell, I'm a Packers fan. All right, well, here's the thing. I think at quarterback, you've got a little bit of concern this week with Aaron Rodgers. And Josh Freeman's been pretty good, but they play New Orleans this week. I know New Orleans has been shaky, but they still do have the 7th-ranked pass defense in the league. Keep that in mind. You might have some problems this week at quarterback. Now, if you have to start two quarterbacks, which, based on the way you have the roster listed here, Joey, the Situation, my bad, you might have an issue here, although Eli Manning, not a bad matchup against Detroit. So if you've got to start two, monitor Aaron Rodgers, keep Eli Manning in there. Now, running back, I'm a little concerned. You've got three running backs listed here. Peyton Hillis, who, listen, with Colt McCoy running the show, I would not be surprised if Cleveland does not even get in the end zone at all this week against Pittsburgh. Hillis's numbers could be hurt. Mike Bush's numbers could be hurt because it looks like there's a chance Darren McFadden gets back into the mix for Oakland this week. I did see some news on McFadden that he's, 50-50 to play. That would definitely cut into Michael Bush. And then Mike Turner's fine. You're going to be fine with Michael Turner. But if you have to start three, you might have some problems there. I would think that you might have to think about packaging a quarterback. Whether, Aaron Rodgers might not be a bad guy to try to deal. If you find someone who is not worried about him from an injury standpoint, I think Rodgers still has some cachet. You could maybe pick up a better running back. Depends also on some of the settings in your league. Now, wide receiver-wise, Jennings, Owens, Donald Driver. Yeah, you say you're a Packers fan. I understand that.
I always want to be a Packer. But, I think I always will be a Packer.
Yeah, we don't know about that, Brett. Jennings and Driver, listen, they should still both be all right, especially if JerMichael Finley's not in the mix. Then Jennings and Driver's stats might go up because there might be less willingness on the part of Rodgers to throw to the tight ends. Tight end Dustin Keller's fine. Kellen Winslow's not a bad backup. So, listen, you're in an 8-team league. That should mean that there's a lot of opportunities out there to pick up free agents and all that. You've got a solid team. Not overly impressed with the running backs. And you do have Ryan Terrain at flex, but he was disappointing last week. I think running back is where you might need some upgrades, and you might be able to throw a quarterback, and maybe even one of your Green Bay wide receivers at someone else to get another stud running back. I think, Joey, that might be what you want to do, and maybe you can get ready for this one, Kevin. Improve your situation, if you know what I mean, Joey. All right. Wonderful. Thank you very much for the email, Joey. Next up in the inbox, we've got Ryan in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Brian, start or sit? Eli Manning or Brett Favre? That's an interesting question. Eli Manning hosting Detroit and then Brett Favre sort of banged up hosting the Dallas Cowboys. I'll go Eli Manning with the nod this week just because, going against Detroit. Detroit's got one of the lowest-ranked pass defenses this year. In fact, I think they've got one of the I think they've given up among the highest number of passing touchdowns this year. They've given up 8 passing touchdowns this year. There's only a handful of teams that have given up more, whereas the Cowboys, listen, the Cowboys, pretty good defense, though not overly impressed with them. I would probably lean toward Eli. Now, Ryan also says, I have many more options to consider at running back and wide receiver. Starts 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, and 1 flex running back wide receiver. Who do I go with? Jamal Charles, Ryan Terrain, Michael Bush, and Darren McFadden at running back. Andre Johnson, Calvin Johnson, Ocho Cinco, Nate Washington, and Kevin Walter at wide receiver. Ryan, I got to be honest, I'm not overly impressed here with your array of wide receivers and running backs. Running back, boy, all 4 of those guys that you mentioned come with big question marks. Jamal Charles, you know, Kansas City, I don't know, Kansas City at Houston this week. Houston's got a very low-ranked overall defense, but they're very tight in the run game. They haven't given up a lot of yards in the run game, and Jamal Charles, you know, I like him. I don't love him this week. You might not have many other options. Ryan Terrain, Washington, had a disappointing week last week, his first real week to get into the mix there. They host Indianapolis on Sunday night. Not overly impressed with the idea of starting him. And then Bush and McFadden, I like whichever guy is going to get the carries. Hard to tell right now who that guy is going to be. If Darren McFadden is ruled out of that game, unfortunately that's a 4 o'clock game for you. If Darren McFadden is ruled out of that game and he is questionable, then I like Michael Bush a lot. I'd probably lean for your 2 running backs right now, Jamal Charles and Michael Bush. Got some questions there. Then as far as wide receiver, all right, fine. Andre Johnson, no question about it. Rough last week for Houston in that game against New York, but you gotta go with Andre Johnson. No doubt about that one. And Houston this week has their home against Kansas City. So Kansas City's defense has been pretty stingy, but you're going to want to go at Andre Johnson. Calvin Johnson has some injury problems. Calvin Johnson is listed as questionable, I think. I think he's listed as questionable right now. You know, bottom line is that is a 1 o'clock game, Detroit at the Giants. If he's healthy, if he's playing, you go with it. Now, I happen to like Nate Washington a lot. You've got Ocho Cinco and Kevin Walter as well. I like Nate Washington a lot. I like Vince Young's opportunities this week, Monday Night Football against Jacksonville. Talked earlier about Detroit giving up passing touchdowns. No team in the league has given up more passing touchdowns than the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I like Vince Young a lot, and I think he's developing some pretty good rapport with Nate Washington and Kenny Britt. So if I were you right now, Ryan, it's Jamal Charles and Michael Bush at running back. I'd go Andre Johnson and Calvin Johnson at wide receiver, and I'd go Nate Washington as your flex. That's right now. A lot can change there. A lot certainly can change, but I appreciate you checking in there, Ryan. Good luck with all those questions. Todd in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, says, B-Low, got some stardom, sit-em questions for my two first-place teams. How about that? Todd, not bad. 2 first-place teams for Todd. It's one thing to have 1, Kevin, but if you can pull off 2 first-place teams 6 weeks into the season, that's not bad.
I have 2 last-place teams.
That's pretty good too, Kevin.
And I'm already, you know, ensuing with the fire sale.
Well, because I feel like you have to work to get 2 last-place teams as well. Too early for a fire sale, though, Kevin. Too early.
I've had it.
So what, are you just giving up?
I'm throwing in the towel.
Oh, come on. You're making trades where you're just giving away your studs?
I realized, I don't know what your feelings are about this. I had a conversation briefly with Ms. Petruni earlier about how our league is made up here at Patriots.com Radio and KSP.
Yeah.
I did not realize that return yards count in our league, which I think is a pretty Bush League statistic to count as.
But put aside your feelings on whether they are or aren't Bush League.
Well,
you gotta know.
Yeah.
You gotta know the settings for the league.
You're right.
You know,
I'm a rookie here.
Boy, you're just showing those true rookie colors day in, day out.
It was unfortunate because I had a pretty substantial lead heading into the Monday night game this week, and then I felt pretty confident. I had the Jets defense, and my opponent had Percy Harvin and LT. And once the game was underway at halftime, I had it was in the 20 to 30 point lead margin. And then I realized when I kept looking at Percy Harvin's statistics, because I was playing against him, ironically, in both leagues. And in one league, he was just having like an average game. And then in our league, he was having like an all world game.
Yeah.
And then I put 2 and 2 together and realized, you know, the Jets kicked like 5 field goals in that game. That's 5 kickoffs right there that he got to return.
Good point.
So when I was speaking with Lindsay about this, when you look at a kickoff, B-Lo,
yeah,
the first 20 yards of the return are generally not really contested.
Should be able to get to the 20.
You know what I mean? So you're at least going to get 2 points on average, I would say. At least 2 points per return. Now, Percy Harvin's a good football player, and he's a good return man. So he's going to average more than 20 yards per return, most likely on kickoffs.
Yep.
So you're looking at like already like 10 to 20, depending on how he does, free points just in return yards right there. And that's where I kind of got screwed this week. And that's why I'm a little bit bitter.
Well, you can look at it one of two ways, that you got screwed or you screwed yourself. I mean, listen.
That's part of the reason I took this ridiculous trade proposal, because Lerod Stevens Howling, one of the guys that I got, is a returner. So I was like, I'm just going to go after all the return men in the league. Rack up on the garbage points.
All right. You know, if that's the way you want to go, that's the way you want to go, go with it. Go with it, Kevin. Go with it. All right. Back to the emails here. Todd and Jackson Hole. Got some stardom sit-em questions. Team number one, called Contracted Evil. Okay, pick number one. Pick one QB. Should I be Wacko for Flacco or start Roethlisberger against Cleveland? Decent question, and listen, I think Roethlisberger's your guy against Cleveland. Great, couldn't be a better matchup for Ben Roethlisberger to return to. You know, they're at home against the lowly Cleveland Browns. Lowly Cleveland Browns might be a little harsh. They're not very good, really, statistically in any category. They've stayed tough in games. You wonder if Roethlisberger is going to be, you know, is not going to be, you know, throwing the ball a ton. They'll rely on Mendenhall. But, you know, Flacco, listen, Flacco's fine. But I think there's an opportunity here for Roethlisberger to break out of the gates pretty easily and pretty quickly. Whereas Flacco, you know, his stats haven't been great. Coming back to Foxborough, where last year they didn't need him. I mean, they could have gone 10 against 11 in the Patriots against the Patriots in the playoffs, and they would have been fine. Flacco was 4 for 10 with a passer rating of 10, and he was banged up that game. I'd go Roethlisberger right there. All right, pick two running backs. Leaning toward Gore versus Oakland, I would agree, and Steven Jackson against San Diego, I'd also agree there. But also have Ahmad Bradshaw versus Detroit and Danny Woodhead against Baltimore. I picked up Woodhead because I like how he can be slotted as a running back or wide receiver. I think he might be a third down screen back like Kevin Falk was. I feel he'll be a good bye week injury fill-in. However, the PFW fan that I am makes me feel this may be a Fred Kirsch homer waiver pickup on my part. Interesting. We don't have Fred Kirsch discussion on the Fantasy Lowdown too much. You get your fill of him from 12 to 2. Maybe we need more of that. Listen, Gore and Steven Jackson are your guys this week, Todd. Gore for sure. He's the number one ranked running back as far as CBS Sports Line goes, Greg Rosenthal's goal line stand against Oakland. There's no doubt about it. You're going to want to start him. The 31st ranked run defense, Oakland is. So you're going to want to go in that direction. Now, Steven Jackson, little bit different because of the injury concern with him. There always is that injury concern, but it looks like, you know, I'm not too high in him this week just because with the Rams losing Mark Clayton, Jackson's been banged up. The Chargers do have a pretty good run defense. Believe it or not, even though they haven't had a good start to the season, their run defense, their defense in general has been pretty good. It's been more special teams that they've been failing. And then Ahmad Bradshaw worries me in a few different ways. There's the injury issue. It seems like he's been in the doghouse a little bit. I wouldn't start Danny Woodhead this week. I understand that he's got a touchdown in each of these first two games that he's played. And Fred Taylor, it looks like he's going to be out again, but I think it'll be another Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis game. The chances that Woodhead scores again, I don't know. Three straight games for him, I just don't see it. I'd probably go Gore and Jackson. I don't like the matchup for Jackson. Bradshaw, I'd go Bradshaw before Woodhead, but I'm leaning like you, Gore and Jackson. And let's just not let Fred Kirsch cloud your opinions when it comes to fantasy. He knows the team, but don't go to him for fantasy. That's all I need to say. All right, pick four of the following. Two wide receivers, a tight end, and one wide receiver tight end. He's leaning toward Jeremy Maclin against Atlanta and DeSean Jackson against Atlanta, Dallas Clark at Washington and Malcolm Floyd at St. Louis. He's also got Michael Crabtree on the bench and Aaron Hernandez, and then, of course, Woodhead as well. Maclin and Jackson against Atlanta. Kevin Cobb probably going to be the starting quarterback again for the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, not sure I like the idea of starting both of those guys. Not sure I like the idea of starting two wide receivers on the same team in any discussion, really in any case. I'd probably go with DeSean Jackson. I'd definitely go Dallas Clark over Aaron Hernandez, although I don't mind Aaron Hernandez this week either. And I like Malcolm Floyd a lot against St. Louis. He's their number one guy right now. St. Louis's pass defense is pretty low-ranked. I like that one. But I might consider getting Michael Crabtree back in there instead of Jeremy Maclin. Call me crazy, but I actually think the Atlanta offense, the Atlanta passing offense, in fact, Alex Smith, Michael Crabtree, Vernon Davis, I'd like them against Oakland this week. If I were you, Todd, I'd be going DeSean Jackson, Michael Crabtree, Dallas Clark, Malcolm Woodhead. You ask my opinion, that's what I got for you. That's what I'm thinking. All right, team number two, Whiskey Militia. Pick two running backs here, thinking of going with Gore again and Arian Foster. He says, last week he got shut down. Is that a sign of things to come or just good defense by the Giants? On my bench for this week, I have Ryan Terrain at Philly available to play this week. My other two running backs are on byes. No, you're going to go Gore and Arian Foster. I look at Arian Foster as an aberration last week. I know, you know, he came out of nowhere this year, but he's the leading rusher in the entire NFL. He did get shut down by the G-men last week. The Giants have the number one defense in the league. Kansas City's defense, 16th ranked. Take your chances on Arian Foster this week. Go Gore and Foster in that team. All right, he's got to pick four of the following for a tight end, two wide receivers, and one flex. Bolden against the Patriots, Malcolm Floyd against St. Louis, Vernon Davis and Devon Bess. And on his bench, he's got Rob Gronkowski and Mike Thomas. Todd, you're all set. Bolden, I like. Malcolm Floyd, I like. Vernon Davis, I love this week. Devon Bess, he's not going to have the production he had against the Patriots, but I still like him over Gronkowski or Mike Thomas as your flex. Not bad right there, Todd. Thank you very much for the emails, Todd, in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Many more emails to get to here in the inbox on the Fantasy Lowdown, Patriots.com radio. Web radio at Patriots.com is the email address. We've got, like I said, a bunch of emails. We also, I'm expecting another wonderful guest you guys are going to love. He'll be a first-timer on Patriots.com radio, I think, but he's been around a long time, and we're going to talk to him in a little bit. I hope Bob Doyle, coming up from Kraft Sports Productions. We'll be right back with more Fantasy Lowdown after this.
This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's gotta be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
What will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Braves!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats. With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Lowdown. Patriots.com radio, web radio at patriots.com is the email address. We've got a ton of emails in the inbox. Let's keep rolling with these. This is Mikey Vandalism, Kevin, one of our new favorites. What's up, B-Lo and Kevin? See, he includes you, so he should be one of your favorites. This is Mikey Vandalism hailing from East Haven, Connecticut. This week I have a stardom sit-em for you guys. Out of this group of receivers, select four for my starting game day roster. This is a doozy. Wes Welker against Baltimore, Braylon Edwards against Denver, Eddie Royal against the Jets, Mike Wallace against Cleveland, Kenny Britt against Jacksonville, Mike Williams from Tampa against New Orleans, Lance Moore against Tampa Bay, Danny Amendola against San Diego, Brandon Tate against Baltimore. All right, let's just start at the top. Wes Welker, yeah, you got to start Wes Welker.
It's a lot to take in, by the way.
It's a lot to take in, but that's why people rely on us, Kevin. We can handle it. We can handle it. All right, Wes Welker against Baltimore. Yes, you've got to start him. I think there's a – we don't know what this Patriots offense is going to be all about, but, yes, you've got to start him.
I think that's – I don't know. It's kind of gay.
I don't agree with that, Kevin.
That's Wes himself.
No, I know. The other guy I'm really high on, Kenny Britt. I think – here's the thing. You don't have a stud here, Mikey, obviously. I think you probably know that. Of these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, of these 9 that you mentioned, you don't have a stud. You're playing matchups, and that's a big part of it. Love Kenny Britt this week when we're talking about matchups. Kenny Britt against Jacksonville. I mentioned Jacksonville has given up more passing touchdowns than any team in the league. So let's go Welker. We're going Britt. Not sure I like Mike Wallace. I know I said I like Ben Roethlisberger, but I don't know how it's all going to materialize. I think it might be a big Heath Miller day. Not sure I like Mike Wallace. Braylon Edwards against Denver, it's an interesting one with this Jets offense. How much is Santonio Holmes going to cut into Braylon Edwards and what he can do? But you got to consider him. Mike Williams has come up with an injury, I believe. Where did I see that one? I don't remember exactly what the injury is, but Mike Williams, foot injury. He was absent from practice, and so you got to monitor that his status. I actually picked him up in one of my leagues this week when I had to cut Mark Clayton. I like Mike Williams a lot. He scored last week, but he's a guy to keep on your team. I just don't know about him this week. Danny Amendola is a guy I like. I think the ball is going to be thrown in his direction.
I raced and picked him up.
Yeah, good guy to pick up. I'm going to go this direction with you. Wes Welker, Kenny Britt, Danny Amendola, Braylon Edwards. That's the way I'm going to go, and that's a tough one. You've got some tough choices here, no question about it, Mikey, but those are the four out of those nine you mentioned. Also, he's shopping around for a backup running back. His starters are Adrian Peterson, Rashard Mendenhall, and Javid Best. Behind them, he only has Jerome Harrison, recently traded to Philly. Is he worth keeping? Well, you're pretty good shape right there with those first three, Peterson, Mendenhall, and Best. Harrison, keep for a little while. See what's going on in Philly. In case LeSean McCoy's injury continues, hang on to Jerome Harrison if you have the spot. Then these are the free agents he's looking at. Who would be the most decent option? Ricky Williams, Donald Brown, Willis McGahee. Donald Brown I'd eliminate from that discussion. Ricky Williams, very good running game there, and he and Ronnie Brown both get their share of the rock. Willis McGahee I like a lot. I actually like him this week against the Patriots.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Willis is talking about getting yards, maybe even this week against the Patriots.
I just picked him up while we were on the show.
He's not a bad guy to get in there. Then some other wide receiver free agents he mentions worth picking up. Question asking about TJ Houshmandzadeh, Steve Breston, Robert Meacham, Julian Edelman, Mario Manningham, Deion Branch, Anthony Gonzalez, Anthony Armstrong, Steve Johnson.
TJ, who's your mama?
Like Houshmandzadeh. Actually, Anthony Armstrong's an interesting guy to look at because he's looking like to be the number two receiver for Washington with McNabb. That offense has been shaky, but I like Anthony Armstrong. And listen, Steve Johnson for Buffalo. Who knew? I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick is a nobody. That Buffalo offense is wretched. But Steve Johnson suddenly has four touchdowns. Granted, one or was it two came against the Patriots, so a bit of an asterisk there maybe. But keep in mind Steve Johnson. Don't like Anthony Gonzalez right now. Don't like Deion Branch. I'd give Mario Manningham a shot. Robert Meacham, I'd give anyone who has targets in the New Orleans offense a shot. But I'd start at the bottom of your list there, Mikey, Anthony Armstrong and Steve Johnson. You're listening to the Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com Radio. We're going to welcome in a gentleman by the name of Robert Doyle, who, if you're a loyal follower of everything that goes on here multimedia-wise over the last, you know, really over the last decade, you've probably heard his name here and there. How many times have you appeared on Patriots.com Radio, though? A few?
Maybe one.
Maybe one over the years.
Yes, thank you. If you have Hail to the Chief, I would appreciate that, as I am. Bilo, I'd like for you to mention why I'm sitting here today, if you would, please. Thank you. Go.
Why you're sitting here today? Because yes. I asked you to come in. Actually, okay. No, Jason Dvorkin asked you to come in, technically,
but,
right?
But under what is my pedigree? Why am I here?
You are a fantasy you're interested in fantasy football. You enjoy fantasy football. Oh, are you here to gloat?
I'm here to gloat.
You Bob Doyle actually is he's underrated fantasy. I don't think he gets the credit he deserves.
Who's underrating me?
Actually, who's rating you? You're
right. I'm a phenom.
Who's rating you? Well, Bob and I have been in a league together for 5 or 6 years, and he's won. You've been in the league longer. I've been with you for five.
Yep.
You've won twice.
Yep.
You've won twice. I've won as well.
Yep.
And, I've won as well.
And the most recent winner is?
Well, the 2010 season isn't over yet, so we don't know. we don't quite know.
The current champ.
The reigning defending champ is Robert Doyle. And then there's another league that we're in here, with which Kevin is involved in as well. And how are you doing so far this in that league, Bob?
Would you like to talk about the one where I'm the champ or the other one?
Let's go. You know what? We only have so much time. Let's go, champ.
Okay,
we'll go
with
the one year champ. All right,
the champ league. It's a battle for first place. A lot of people up at the top there. It's, you know, as it is this year, it seems a lot of people sort of bunched up together. Mm-hmm. Very early in the season.
Unpredictable year.
Very unpredictable year. And you know, Robert Meacham, I have him on. And he's been a disappointment. So which means, you know, he's going to go crazy. Well, that, because he's been on my bench, so now he's going
to. And with those New Orleans wide receivers, you sometimes don't know week to week who's going to, you know, there's Colston, there's Henderson, yep. There's Meacham, there's Lance Moore who's had his big game. You just kind of don't know week to week.
And, you know, Colston's been a colossal disappointment for me.
He has.
He's done, I think, virtually nothing.
Virtually nothing. You're right. Drew Brees has had a disappointing start in general.
Come on.
Trust me.
Marcus Colston, nothing.
I agree.
I have Brandon Lloyd on my team who is smoking Marcus Colston as far as fantasy production.
Brandon Lloyd's having a good year.
This guy, Brandon Lloyd, he's like a journeyman who's all of a sudden he's catching fire and going bananas.
He is absolutely the definition of a journeyman. And that's another offense. Kyle Orton has had huge numbers this year. And between Brandon Lloyd, Jabbar Gaffney, Demaryius Thomas now, Eddie Royal, that's another offense where, and I guess we could imagine with Josh McDaniels, that's the way Belichick likes to operate too, just spread the ball around. But every week with Denver, there's a guy who has a huge game. You just don't know which one it's going to be. But Lloyd's been pretty good.
But the thing is, you also have to pay attention to the scoring of your league, of course. Oh, yeah. Obviously, Kyle Orton, for example, in our ESPN league, is he's a points producer because of the, you know, the scoring is just so liberal with the yards and the catches and things like this. So. But in Yahoo League, it's all about the touchdowns, and so it's a much more fierce competition.
No question about it.
And Kyle Orton would be a much more pedestrian quarterback.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to bear that in mind.
No question.
Having said that, Brandon Lloyd was kind of a monster for me over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Even in the quote-unquote tough Yahoo League. So I think I saw on the scroll yesterday that he was available in a significant number of leagues. So
that's surprising.
That is surprising. So it's someone to take a look at. I would say,
you know, you got
to take a look.
Yeah, you got a few studs, but then you know, what happens is, it's a little surprising that he'd still be available. But you get a guy who has one big game, and that becomes a very flavor
of the week.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Bob. We want to get to some. We got a lot of emails this week. It's really a great week with emails, and I think with your expertise, you know, you got to back it up here.
Okay.
You got to back it up here with giving some people some advice. We're just going to go with some quick hit emails here. I'll take care of the heavy load ones.
Okay, thanks. Please do. Actually.
All right.
You know, but I've been very busy this year.
Oh yeah. Well, you've been busy winning. All right. You've been busy winning.
Yeah.
Okay, one of our new favorite emails, you'll like this one, Gustavo from Porto Alegre, Brazil.
Nice.
How about that one? He has a question about Ben Roethlisberger returning. With Roethlisberger returning this week, who should I go with, Mike Wallace or Hines Ward? It's an interesting one, and I guess your thoughts on Ben Roethlisberger in general. Hosting Cleveland, not a bad first game to have. Mike Wallace, Hines Ward, neither one of them really jump out to me. I feel like Ben Roethlisberger might have a decent fantasy performance. I just can't really pinpoint who's going to be catching these passes. I think Heath Miller might be the guy that gets the bulk of them.
Well, they're playing Cleveland. I think you can't flip a coin.
Right.
Flip a coin.
Yeah, and another question he had, and I'd probably lean toward Hines Ward in general, but that's a tough one. It's a tough call, Hines Ward or Mike Wallace. Another question running back-wise, and I'm not sure if he only has one option here or needs two of the following three. This is an easier one. You'll be able to. This is a slam dunk.
Okay, thank you so much.
Michael Turner, Arian Foster, or Michael Bush. Let's say he has to start two of the three. You better. This is a slam dunk. Michael Turner
Philly. Give me their opponents. Okay, Michael Turner against
Atlanta against Philly.
Yeah.
Arian Foster against Kansas City, Michael Bush against San Fran.
I don't think it's as slam dunk
really?
As you think. What? Why? What do you?
Well, it looks like Darren McFadden has a better chance of returning, which he had a good start to the season, would cut into Michael Bush.
Oh, okay. Well, if McFadden's returning, then yes. Okay.
But
then
Arian Foster leading the league in rushing.
Yeah, he's a slam dunk.
He's
you put him
dunk.
In every time.
Now,
so it's really between
Turner. Yeah, Turner and Bush. I still think Turner is near the upper echelon, near the top 10. I think you really need to have three studs on your team in order to not start Michael Turner on any given week. I mean, in fact, CBS Sportsline has great rankings every week, and we often consult them. Of their top six running backs this week are Frank Gore, Chris Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Michael Turner, Ray Rice, Arian Foster. So actually, Turner ahead of Foster.
Well, there you go.
Which is an interesting one. And
that's delightful news for me.
Ray Rice at New England. I don't know if he's going to have an 83-yard run for a touchdown in the first play of the game. Yep. Maybe the second. No, I'm just kidding about that.
What is your take on the Baltimore Ravens versus the Patriots?
No. My take on the Baltimore Ravens versus the Patriots. I think the Ravens running game is certainly going to get their yards, and I think the touchdowns. I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens offensive touchdowns are only on the ground again. Flacco has been good.
That playoff game, if you look at his line, I think he had a passer rating of 10.
10.
4 of 11.
He was 4 of 10, 4 of 11. Yeah. They didn't need him. I think he was banged up going into the game, too, so it worked out perfectly that they ran the ball so well. And this year, his stats are very pedestrian. He hasn't had a great outing. Bolden's had some moments and all that, but I have a feeling this could be a game where Flacco gets some yardage, but not really a big passing touchdown game. But Ray Rice, absolutely, and even Willis McGahee. I think Willis McGahee is especially like if you have a flex spot or something like that. Yeah. I think Willis McGahee's not.
So
a bad
you think
guy
it'll either. Be sort of a redo of the playoff game in a sense where obviously
it'll be more competitive.
They'll just say we're going to run this, try to stop us, and you're thinking the Patriots won't be able to stop them.
I'm thinking they're going to have trouble stopping them. Yep. And that, not being able to stop Ray Rice in and of itself doesn't make you a bad defense.
Of course.
But I think the Patriots defense, listen, the game against Miami, they did a better job. Miami got some yardage. They were not very good on the as far as third down goes. The Patriots defense struggled on third down. But when push comes to shove, they made some big plays. The interceptions, obviously, and Miami scored a few touchdowns. But, you come away from that game thinking, okay, the Patriots defense is doing pretty well. Still have a lot of work to do, especially on third down.
Yep.
And Ricky Williams and Ronnie Brown were still able to run the ball pretty effectively. I think the Patriots still have a lot to prove as far as being able to stop the run. Ray Rice might be the best running back. They're they face Cedric Benson. He's pretty good. They face Sean Green, LaDainian Thomas, and they're pretty good. Ray Rice might be the best running back they're going to face. So I'm not as concerned. Even though the Patriots' secondary is shaky, I'm not as concerned about Baltimore's passing game as I am the running game. But, we'll see how it works out on the field there. Another start him and sit him. Should I start Matt Schaub playing against Kansas City or Kyle Orton against the Jets? We talked about Orton. Orton has been more productive this year, but he's going up against the tougher defense. Your thoughts? So the Jets defense, listen, got to give the Jets credit, what they've been able to do on defense. Yeah. And even against
Revis
Minnesota.
Revis is constantly, ow,
right,
ow. He's
right.
Constantly, he's pulling up lame. So I think that, you might have something there.
And Schaub, Houston had a miserable game last week against the Giants. Do they have
Are the
a
Chiefs
bounce
for real?
Are the Chiefs
know.
For real? Hey, what the Chiefs defense did to Kansas City.
Yep.
Kansas City scored one touchdown that whole game.
Indy.
I'm sorry, to Indy.
Yep.
One touchdown all game, and it was a rushing touchdown at the end of the game.
And that's against Peyton Manning.
Against Peyton Manning. So
he's pretty good.
Yeah. Now, for whatever it's worth, Houston's at home. Denver is at home as well, so they're both at home. That's actually a pretty tough call. That's a tough question.
Hey, until Orton disappoints, go Orton.
You know what? I'm going to lean toward Orton, too, in this game. And you know what? Denver's running game is so bad, which sure, it affects the passing game, but here's the thing. They're going to throw the ball a ton.
Yep.
They're going to throw the ball a lot because they have to. I don't think they're going to run the ball much. I think I'm going to go Orton as well.
Orton.
All right, here's another one, and this one hits close to home as well.
Yeah.
Quickie, tight ends. This emailer, David, doesn't say, you know, I assume he can only start one. Aaron Hernandez, Jeremy Shockey, or Visante Shanko. Now, Visante Shanko with Minnesota. The question, of course, with Shanko is,
the invisible
how has,
man.
Yeah, exactly. How has Randy Moss affected, the red zone opportunities that he might get? That's a question right there for Visante Shanko. Now, Jeremy Shockey, New Orleans going against Tampa Bay. It's a good, it might be a good matchup for him. And, as I take a quick gander at the rankings here, Shanko is ranked 12th, while Shockey is up at, actually, Shockey's down at 19, and Aaron Hernandez, highest among these, at number 9.
I think, now, well, I Shanko just disappeared, it looked like, when Moss came on board. Brett Favre, you got to wonder about him. So I'd say he's off the board.
Yeah.
Which is awful for me, once again. This is all about me.
It should be all about you. Fantasy, it's a very selfish game.
Hernandez seems to get a lot of, he doesn't, it's not like a big red zone guy, it seems. I'm seeing him running across the 50 a lot. He's a 20 to 20s kind of player.
Right, and I also think Aaron Hernandez, I feel like he's gotten open a ton. And a big reason for that has been the Randy Moss
presence. Randy Moss factor. Okay, so the very reason that Shanko is going to be hurt, you think is going to be Hernandez's game.
Well, I think he might have more targets in his direction, but I think it's going to be tougher for him to get that yardage after the catch. I don't think he's going to be as wide open, but he's going to get the looks. But Gronkowski, to your point, is going to be more among those tight ends, more of the red zone threat.
Guy.
So far,
yep.
Gronkowski, I think, has 5 or 6 catches all year, and 2 of them have been touchdowns, whereas Hernandez has 18 catches, no touchdowns.
So I guess by process of elimination, you're saying Shockey.
I'm going Shockey among those three.
Yep.
I'm going Shockey among those three. You got a couple more minutes here?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go to, we're going to go to a phone call. We're going to go to
a phone call.
What did we had Tom from South Boston, I think, on the Ace Ticket Hotline, Bob.
Oh, okay.
The Ace Ticket Hotline, which you could call even at 508-543-7482 if you'd like.
Let's do that right now?
Would that create time.
Would that create feedback? I think.
Yeah. Right now would be a bad time if you took the cell phone out and dialed that number.
Ace Ticket Hotline.
The Ace Ticket Hotline. All exactly. Right. Another quick hitter as we're getting Tom back on the horn. This one is from Tim in Baltimore. A real quick one here. Ryan Matthews, that's San Diego, and San Diego is San Diego hosting. San Diego at St. Louis, or Brandon Marshall. This must be a flex position.
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall from Miami going up against at Green Bay. Now, Ryan Matthews, injury prone. He's got some, he's still fighting some ailments. Mike Tolbert has gotten into the mix. I'm going Marshall on that one if that's a flex spot.
I think I'd go Matthews.
You go Matthews?
Yeah. I like guys who are constantly getting touches.
Okay. But if he's healthy, I think he's getting the touches.
Yep.
It's a question. One of those you got to monitor over the course of the week.
Sunday call.
A Sunday call. Now, and as it turns out, both of those games are at 1 o'clock. So that's always a tough call. If you got one at
get
one.
Get up early.
Yep. You got one at one. Okay, we're gonna go to the Ace Ticket Hotline now. Is it Tim? Tim from South Boston,
Tom.
Right? Tom from South Boston. I'm sorry, Tom. Tom, welcome into the Fantasy Lowdown. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a question. I have to wonder. I have Miles Austin on my team, and I'm curious. Is there any way that Bob can stop such a powerful wide receiver?
Is there any way that Bob can stop a powerful wide receiver?
Yes. Is there any way? Because I look at his team and I notice he doesn't have that good of a receiving core.
Well, this must be an insider. This
Tom,
must be,
huh?
This must be. I think I know who Tom. Who screens these calls?
Yeah. What kind of a joke screens these calls?
Who screens these calls?
I'll counter with Greg Jennings. And Malcolm Floyd had a pretty good week.
So your opponent, this mysterious quote-unquote Tom,
mysterious Tom fellow,
has Miles Austin.
Yes,
and
yes,
he's
he
wondering.
Does.
And you have
what's also interesting. He also has Andre Johnson, and he conveniently overlooks him. I obviously this foolish person is
what a fool, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Tom.
Well, I have to say, I'd hope that he play well. I'm more afraid of your quarterback, though.
Yep.
If you have Peyton Manning.
Yeah, and I see you have Matt Castle.
He always can come out pretty strong every fantasy week.
Yeah, I, well, you know what? We'll see on Sunday. But you have Matt Castle, and
we'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll go out on a limb and say that I'd rather have Peyton Manning than Matt Castle.
I think I would agree with that.
Out of a billion times.
Right, although last week when they went head-to-head, neither one had a touchdown, right?
Yeah, it's a good point.
So they were about even.
Manning playing the vaunted Kansas City defense.
I would go, the vaunted Romeo Crennel, who gave him fits
right.
in the past.
Right.
That's vaunted.
Yes.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. Hope we were able to answer your questions there. Let's continue on here in the inbox, webradio@patriots.com. This is from Mike. What's up, B-Low? Have a few questions regarding my team. In a 10-team league, struggling at 2-3, standard point per reception league, and here is my team so far. We get this a lot, Bob. We just get the listing the team and the bench, and what do we do?
Sure.
All right, Drew Brees at quarterback. Arian Foster and Joseph Addai at running back. Andre Johnson, Greg Jennings, Braylon Edwards at wide receiver. That's not bad at all, huh?
No, exactly.
Chris Cooley at tight end.
Not bad.
Felix Jones in a flex spot. Now, the bench, Jay Cutler, Terrell Owens, who's had a couple of pretty good weeks in a row. JerMichael Finley, who's probably going to drop because he's on IR.
Goodbye.
No Sean Moreno, who's had a terrible year and injury-prone. Pierre Garçon, same thing, injuries. Ryan Terrain, now getting into the mix for Washington. Also, Adam Vinatieri in Philly for defense. Here are the questions. The Ravens D was just dropped. Is that something I should be interested in? Ravens D, third ranked in the entire league, only given up 6 touchdowns in 5 games all year. I say yes.
Well, you should find a place for them, certainly. But
right.
I don't know, when they're coming to New England.
Correct.
I don't know if you would play them this week.
Right. Playing them this week might be in question.
Yeah.
And, and whether or not you'd start them over Philly, and Philly this week hosting Atlanta. I mean, neither one is a great matchup defensively.
No.
But Baltimore has Buffalo coming up the following week.
Oh, God.
You know.
Find a place.
There's a week they play Carolina coming up. Pick up Baltimore if you can.
Who dropped Baltimore? can we get that guy's friend on the line who dropped Baltimore?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, let's get your friend. Who, okay, Jennings has been a huge disappointment so far.
Is he playing
this
in a league where people hit their head repeatedly against the wall and then make the decisions? Is that how that goes?
That may be how it goes. Yeah. Greg Jennings has been a huge disappointment so far this year, looking to upgrade the position. Who should I target, and what would be a good trade? Well, hard for us to say what would be a good trade, but as far who you should target, target if you can swing a deal, and you've got some depth.
Get Andre Johnson. How about that? That's a trade. Greg Jennings for Andre Johnson.
You should target the top end guys, Miles Austin, Reggie Wayne. But if we're looking at free agency here, there's a couple guys we've brought up already today. I kind of like the Tennessee duo of Kenny Britt and Nate Washington, specifically this week against Jacksonville. Danny Amendola is a guy we've brought up because St. Louis, without Mark Clayton now, Amendola looks like he's going to be the guy that's going to get the targets going his way.
And did he say the league was, it's more about point per reception?
Point per reception,
yep. Okay, then that's pretty good. I don't know
exactly.
So are you saying that he should trade Greg Jennings for Danny Amendola?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying...
Because I thought maybe you were in that headband league.
Answering his question as far as a trade is very difficult for us to do without seeing the entire league.
Right.
But as far as targeting, if you want to cut JerMichael Finley, which you're going to do for sure, and you're looking to upgrade a wide receiver, there's definitely guys out there probably this week. Now, he also asked this question. The following guys are available. Any of the guys worth picking up? Marshawn Lynch, who now looks to be the number one guy in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Jabbar Gaffney, who we talked about heavily in the mix in Denver's pretty good passing offense. Fred Jackson, who I like a lot because he now is the number one guy in Buffalo, and they're clearly not using C.J. Spiller as much as I thought they would.
Yep.
Ricky Williams, who I like, and Clinton Portis. Portis, no chance.
Yep.
He might be completely done this year. He might be done in general. So I would go...
Take a flyer on Lynch.
I'd take a flyer on Lynch. Yeah. I'd definitely take a flyer on Fred Jackson if you're going running back. And Jabbar Gaffney is worth taking a look at as well.
I mean, if you trade for a guy, there's a reason that you traded for him. And even if it's nothing more than a face-saving measure, you're going to give him some touches.
Exactly. Banging through a few more of these emails. Rich in Minneapolis. Hey, B-Low, I'm a longtime listener, first-time emailer to your show. I have a quick 3-part question for you. What QB do I start, Ben Roethlisberger or Jay Cutler? Jay Cutler for Seattle going up against Seattle, and then Ben Roethlisberger. I think Cutler, he's got noggin problems.
Yeah.
He gets sacked a ton. He has not looked good.
At home.
I'd take the chance on
Cleveland,
Roethlisberger this week.
Absolutely,
yep. I think we both agree. Who do I start at wide receiver
the
opposite?
The despicable one.
Oh, I don't like the guy.
Yeah.
I don't like Randy Moss either, but I like him fantasy-wise. Who do I start at wide receiver opposite Randy Moss? Dwayne Bowe, Chad Ochocinco, Mike Sims-Walker, or Mike Williams, the Seattle version? Dwayne Bowe, iffy. Chad Ochocinco has been a big disappointment to me in the last couple of weeks, Terrell Owens. But Mike Sims-Walker has been a bigger disappointment.
Yeah, you got to go. Then, I think you go Ochocinco.
Yeah. I think you're going Ochocinco right there. And lastly, who's a better tight end to play? We actually had a very similar question to this. Vicente Shanco or Aaron Hernandez?
Oh, well, Shanco. Oh, whoops. Wait. I'm all confused and mixed up.
Right.
I'd go with Hernandez, I guess.
Yeah, I'd go with Hernandez, too. And then Richard also says, thanks, B-Low. Glad you have such an entertaining show. And, Bob, you're a big part of that
this
week.
Thank you so much.
To keep us fantasy fanatics entertained, keep up the good work.
Yeah.
We only have a few more minutes here, but we want to keep going here, make sure we get to the rest of these. Todd in Jacksonville. B-Low, I'm in a point-per-reception league. I've lost two straight, so I could use any help and analysis. Pick one QB, Eli Manning against Detroit or Big Ben against Cleveland. Now, this is a tighter. This is a better question because Manning, big game last week against Houston, good matchup against Detroit. I'd probably lean toward Eli this week.
Just to sort of get a sense of I'll go with Roethlisberger.
You go Roethlisberger? Okay.
The despicable one.
I like Roethlisberger this week, but I think Manning this week, he's got some pretty good weapons there. I'd go with him. Pick two running backs. Frank Gore against Oakland. Obvious start, he says, question mark. I say yes. Javid Best against the Giants. The toe injury has me concerned. Ryan Terrain against Indy. Best or Terrain? Terrain was disappointing last week.
But he's going against Indy.
Going against Indy?
Yeah.
You like that matchup?
Yeah.
I'd go with you. I agree. Best came out. He had a huge start to the season.
Absolutely.
The injury issues are a problem. And against the Giants, that defense is kind of emerging now. Pick three wide receivers. Bolden here in New England. Brandon Marshall against Green Bay. Randy Moss against Dallas. Kenny Britt against Jacksonville. Danny Amendola against San Diego. I like all. I mean, this is a good array of wide receivers here.
Yeah, that is a good array of wide receivers. Now, Britt, it seems to me, is always having just constantly scoring touchdowns.
And Jacksonville, no team has allowed more passing touchdowns this year than Jacksonville.
Okay, well, there's one.
Now, do you like Moss this week against Dallas?
It depends on Favre. Isn't he, isn't he up in the air a little
bit? But he's, he loves moaning and complaining about his injuries.
Right.
He's going to play.
Ball there. It's silicone on it.
He's going to play. They're home. They now have another week. And I still think.
Yeah, they're going to try to force a lot of balls to him.
And if Favre throws balls that are intercepted, it doesn't count against Moss.
Right.
Moss is going to get his chances.
Moss, Britt. Okay, this is nice and scientific.
How about Bolden?
Okay, you got to think, as you said, the game plan's running. But.
I don't know.
So now it's down between Bolden and who?
Well, also Brandon Marshall and Amendola. I like Amendola, but you've got too many better options. I'm going to rule out Amendola. I think it's between we both like Moss and Britt, and then it's between Bolden and Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, Brandon Marshall.
I think I'd go Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, he's the super duper star.
Yeah, and Green Bay has been shaky. So I think we're going
Moss.
And then just some of Todd's analysis here. Moss concerns me because of Favre's elbow, newness to the system. Yep. He just doesn't seem as explosive as in years past. Kenny Britt's going up against one of the worst passing Ds in the league. Amendola, now the number one in St. Louis, has more fantasy points in my league than Moss. And actually, he did say it's a points per reception league.
So that changes the dynamic.
That does change the dynamic. I still would go Moss because... touchdowns still count, still count.
Yep.
All right, I don't know if we're going to get to all the emails here in this show, but let's see if we can quickly bang out.
Well, you'll just answer them personally on your free time, correct?
You know what, actually, Bob? Who are you to volunteer that? But I will.
Okay, good.
I will do that. Let's just get to
what a sweet boy.
Let's get to Paul in London.
London. What a lovely young man.
We get a lot of listeners and emailers from across the pond, and I met quite a few of them.
London, Alabama.
You know what? I actually met Paul. I don't think it's London, Alabama. Oh. Hey, B-Low, just some quick stardom questions.
You got to do it in an English accent. Go.
No, then you got to do this. You repeat after me.
Right.
Some stardom, sit-em questions.
All right. Stardom or sit-em questions.
This is why we bring Bob in.
Tally-ho.
Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis or no Sean Moreno?
Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis or no Sean Moreno? I like Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis.
No-brainer to me.
Yes.
No-brainer to me. Especially since Fred Taylor has not been in practice yet through three
with a toe.
Days. Flex starter. Green Ellis or Moreno from above, Nate Burleson, Chris Ivory, Brandon Gibson, or Rob Gronkowski. Now,
how many teams are in your league?
We're getting pretty deep here.
What's this, a 20-team league?
Chris Ivory.
Is everyone in England doing this fantasy league?
Well, here's the thing. Chris Ivory has been all right if Pierre Thomas doesn't play. I think he got arrested last night.
Oh, that's a problem.
That's a problem. I might go Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Red zone threat.
Yep.
Just drink to get drunk.
You know who that was?
No.
That was Eddie Mack. Why do we have
what the hell are you guys up to now?
What is that from?
Don't know where that's from. Boy, you gotta be a true insider. All right, two from Mike Wallace, Dez Bryant, or Owen Daniels. Dez Bryant's got some injury concerns. Owen Daniels does too. That's a tough one.
I smell a loss.
Yeah. I'm probably shying away from Owen Daniels, Paul. I'm probably going Mike Wallace or Dez Bryant. Now, two from Mike Wallace. This is a little better. Yeah. Mike Wallace, Marcus Colston, or Santonio Holmes. You have your opinion on Colston.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I'm always waiting for him to explode onto the scene. And, you know, the whole Santonio Holmes, you know, coming back.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, and the law of averages, Colston's got to produce one of these weeks.
I agree with you there. You know? I agree with you there. So the Tampa game might
I'd
be the one.
Go with Colston, and then it was either Wallace or
Holmes. Yeah. And then two from Felix Jones, who seems to be getting a little more into the mix with Dallas, Darren McFadden or Javid Best. I like Darren McFadden
if we find out. That's an injury that you,
right.
you know.
Got to wait on
find
that
out
one.
On us on Sunday.
Yeah,
will it still be Sunday when the games are played? Yeah, I think it's only 6 hours.
Oh, right? It is. Actually, they've got the.
You can spend the whole day, and you know, and then go home, and then the game starts.
Right, and I think they've got the game. There's a game in London coming up pretty soon. Denver San Fran, I believe it is.
Wow.
And that's coming up. That's coming up pretty
soon.
Wow,
what a barn burner.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? Lawrence Maroney, I think, is making the second straight year across the pond. How about that one?
That's a great game there.
All right, Paul, thank you very much for your email.
Tally-ho.
Other emailers that we were not able to get to, I am going to email them. I will email you. You will get a personalized email from me within the next 24 hours.
How about a phone call? Why don't you email his phone number and he'll call?
We should get some phone numbers.
And then he'll call you and you can talk.
Long distance across the
Bob, don't you have to, you got to get going now, don't you?
All right, yes. Thank you very much
for listen,
me.
No, seriously, Bob, we appreciate having Bob in here. He does have some great expertise from the fantasy football
Yes, remember, just to remind you all, I am the current reigning champion in Belo's league.
It's true.
One of his leagues, I should
it's
say.
It's true. One of my four.
And,
it's true.
Yeah. So I guess,
it's true.
Law of averages, you're going to. You know, not win them all, right?
Not win them all. Neither are you,
but
Bob.
But
Belo
is a two-time champ in a very compressed amount of time. So, you know, he does know his
feisty.
Stuff. He knows his stuff.
You're not going to win them all either.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're not going to win them all either. I think you're ahead of me in the standings this year right now, but we'll see how that goes.
All right.
Bob,
well,
thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Goodbye. Thank you,
thanks
Evan.
Thank you for
Paul
joining
in London. Goodbye. Cheerio.
All right. Thank you to all the emailers. I think this is a fantasy lowdown first that we weren't able to get to all the emails. It's actually not a bad thing. The show is growing. We appreciate everybody who has emailed in, who's told their friends about the show. Webradio@patriots.com is the place to email us. And again, I will get to your emails personally if I don't get to them during the show. But be sure to check back with us next week, 4 to 5 Eastern every week here on patriots.com radio. And our thanks to Kevin, as always. We'll be back next week, week 7 on the NFL slate here in the Fantasy Lowdown.
This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.